So I resisted for quite a while, put it sort of on the back burner for a bit. But I went off on a 3-month solitary retreat and had plenty of opportunity on that to, well, face myself, basically. And, well, I suppose what I discovered, most particularly in relation to Upekkha, was fear. It was fear of letting go, fear of change. Fear seemed to really be the predominant thing that I needed to get to grips with. On that particular solitary retreat, I remember very strongly Amoghasiddhi's hand, that gesture, his wonderful fearless gesture. And very often it was just in the small of my back, that hand just there. I was very grateful for that encouragement and support. So on that solitary, I somehow felt that I had to get to grips with this whole thing of the highs and lows. I think it was definitely on that solitary that I realised that they were states of alienation rather than integration. And that came as a bit of a shock to me. But it was very good in that it made me realise that actually it would be good to change if I could, rather than just carrying on. It was all very sobering. It was also very enticing in lots of ways, because it was on that solitary I started to recognise more that Upekkha contains, of course, the other three Brahmaviharas. So if metta, karuna and mudita are there, contained within it, you know, it couldn't really be any of the things that I had been thinking that it might be. So a lot of my wrong views got, you know, sort of blown out of the window on that solitary. And I think I had my first real experience on that solitary of what a connecting practice it was, and had my first real sense of sort of alignment, coming into alignment with reality in some sort of way. Alignment within myself in a certain sense, but also alignment with reality. And, well, it was a huge relief, because you can probably imagine it. I had been sort of on the one hand drawn to it and on the other hand pushing it away, and that had been incredibly painful. I benefited tremendously from having that opportunity to explore it more.